Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're taking a look at issue one of Black Widow from 2020 by Kelly Thompson and team. Let's go. Excited for this one.
Yeah.
This is one of the newer series that we've covered. We covered Doctor Doom from 2020.
It's like ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. There's only five issues out.
This and Doctor Doom might be the only ones we've done like that.
Yeah. So typically we like to kind of dig into the archives, if you will, and see what is actually something that you may have not read before, may have not been covered a ton. I mean, there's a couple. I mean, we definitely did. Some House of X, PHOX.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That was pretty recent, but we didn't.
How could I forget about that one? Oh, it's because we never finished it.
Yeah, that's still on the docket for us to take care of. But
our white whale.
Yeah, today we're going to take a look at Black Widow from 2020, written by Kelly Thompson. Art is by Elena Casagrande. Colors by Jordi Belair. VC's Corey Petit did the letters. Or is it Pettit? I would say Petit. Corey Petit. And then the cover artist for this particular A cover is Adam Hughes. Super
it's a pretty cool cover.
Yeah.
All these covers are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like the art in general. We'll for sure get into like a deep dive of everything. But in general, this was a good one for me. I actually read these today. Like, I was supposed to read them last night, and I got caught up reading something else. I was like, I don't have time tomorrow. And I did. Before we get into that, we have several housekeeping things to do. First... let's just talk about what you've been reading, yo.
Yeah.
What about you?
I read some Black Widow.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I actually read a different series. I gurgled.
Thank you.
Best Black Widow storylines, and I can't remember what the website was I got this from, but the top one was the Itsy Bitsy Spider story. From 1999.
I don't think I've read that.
Yeah, it's I just read it. It's a three episode one, or three issue one. So I almost told you, hey, maybe we should cover this. But I read it, enjoyed it, and then I read this 2021, and I liked the 2021 more. So yeah, that one might go into it more later. But basically, we're dealing with a couple of the same type of characters that we're dealing in this, Natasha and Yelena.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was interesting. It was definitely like, it felt dated. It was a lot of text. And like, as soon as I got done reading that one, and then I came to the 2021, and like two or three pages, I felt like I was going, and there were like three words total versus a novel. So
yeah, they've really like learned how to show you, yeah. You know, we also almost covered the 2014-2015 series. That could be one that we still maybe reference or pull out some stuff. But we decided, you know, we don't do very, like, the most recent stuff. And even this stuff that's on here is at least 3 months old at minimum. So,
And for the record, we're attempting to record two or three episodes today.
Yeah.
So, I've got some other stuff I've read, but I'm trying to pace myself.
Right.
So that we can talk about it in the next few.
For sure.
What about you, Alex? What you been reading, yo?
I think it's still a given that I have not caught up on my X-Book series that I've been reading. I'm like, so many. I think I'm going to, in regard to something else that we're going to talk about shortly, I'm going to go over some of those in a separate series, maybe. Spoilers. So I wanted to talk first about this Image book that, speaking of new comics, is very new. We're only on issue two, and I have both of them. Actually, issue three just came out yesterday, so I don't have it just yet. This is a book by Declan Shalvey, and let me pull this out so I can see the other guys.
I heard a podcast interview with him on that. What was that? It was the one with like the comic writer and stuff. About the art of the craft. I can't remember.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've heard him talk about stuff.
Yeah, so Declan Shalvey, Rory McConville, Joe Palmer did the art, Chris O'Halloran is the colorist, and Hassan Osmani El Hau I hope I didn't completely butcher that and did the letters. This book is really cool and is building a lot of hype right now. So Declan and team have been blowing up comics Twitter, just trying to get people like, hey, check this out. I think it was a Patreon thing. There was like a... The first so many people that got on the Patreon got like some pins and some behind-the-scenes art and some scripts and storyboards, just this cool collection set. But I'm not going to say much about this, except this is a time travel...
What?
Yeah, time travel.
Say that again.
Time travel.
Oh.
Not a completely new take on time travel, but it's a really interesting one. If anyone has seen the movie Looper, it is... It has some similar seasoning. So that is the most recent one that I've read as far as just like something new. I've been like trying to break out into some Image and some Dark Horse and just third-party non-big two books. And Time Before Time is really cool. I'm trying to think if I were to give you a short little blurb or a little like something to hook you in. This guy works for the Syndicate, I believe is what they call themselves. And they're basically, their job is to get people who are in trouble, like criminals, to another time away from.
So it's like, let's just pick one. The Unabomber from years ago.
Yeah.
They would just take him and be like, let's toss him back into the
1700s. Right, let's get you down in the, yeah. Yeah, just.
Somebody else's problem.
Right, they put him somewhere else. So as you can see, that quickly gets like out of hand.
Does it affect their current timeline? Or is it kind of like create its own branch?
It can. Okay. I'm still waiting.
I guess you're only two in.
Yeah, I'm only two in. And they have referenced like, you know, the in comic asking of that question, what flavor of time travel is this? And they've very lightly touched on it. One guy asked like, wait, is this going to jack up our timeline? And he was kind of laughed at a little bit. Probably not going to happen was okay. Basically... seemed like to be the very quick brush off. I don't know if they'll address that more later. It's really cool. The main guy, he does the job, he works it, but you can see he's kind of maybe questioning if this is the thing he wants to stay in and decides that he's going to take one of the means that they do this traveling and get out of Dodge. And it doesn't go so smoothly. But Time Before Time by Declan Shalvey and team is a really cool one. I think Drew would like this a lot. Maybe we'll cover this.
I already love it.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's time travel, right? Yeah. Like, it's really hard to just screw that up.
It's one of my hobbies.
Yeah, it's Drew's favorite hobby.
I'm doing it right now.
aside from that, I also read some Black Widow stuff. And, you know, the X-Books, let me think. They've been doing some giant-size X-Books that kind of go in. I just read Giant Size Magneto, also on Marvel Unlimited. The X-Factor book's really cool. I started the new Wolverine stuff. Been keeping it mostly in my wheelhouse of just trying to knock down major stories. I still have to go back and I think I want to take on the Venom books and the Hulk book soon. I've been reading them, but I need to finish. Oh, and then of course the Daredevil book that's been going on and killing it. But I think that's it for me as far as what we've been reading, but I think Drew has some cool, exciting news if you're still listening.
Yeah, so before we do that, let's we want to start trying to hit the socials at the beginning, so let me say that real quick. We love the fact that you're still listening. You're like, what, I don't know, 9 minutes in or something, and you're still listening to us just ramble about comics, so you must really enjoy us. We'd love for you to reach out to us. Follow us on Twitter at Two Man Comic Book with a number two. Instagram, Two Man Comic Book Club. And speaking of Instagram, if you're not following us there, we'd love it if you did, because we're going to start trying to incorporate Instagram Live a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we went live before this as we were setting up, just trying to talk to some people. Maybe we'll even turn it on during some recording sessions and stuff like that, so you can actually see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, get a little behind the scenes.
So yeah, and also... we got a bunch of new things we're working on. We created the Two Man Comic Book Club Discord.
Whoop, whoop.
So there's a link that will be down in the show notes. Maybe if this is on YouTube and we know how to make a link, there's a link right here.
Right.
Is there a link right there? Yeah, I don't know.
Did we do it?
I don't know. You'll have to tell us.
It's probably over here.
If maybe it's here. Or if not, then scroll down into the description and maybe it's there. But anyway, so we'd love you to get on there so that you can like talk to us. There will be a place to share trivia with us, recommend titles, maybe share funny comic book memes that you want, and just talk, get to know us off camera, off mic.
Yeah, and the coolest part about that, I mean, besides all the cool stuff we're going to be doing, that's completely free. We're not hiding it behind a Patreon tier right now. And if we ever do decide to do something like that, you'll for sure be grandfathered in and just get to hang out with the two-man club for real and talk comic books with us.
It's funny that you mentioned Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we're in the planning stages there. Like I said, we're recording two or three episodes right now. So the next couple episodes are going to be happening an hour from now and 2 hours from now. So we won't have made any more developments for Patreon, but look us up on social media. We'll be posting stuff there once it happens and on the Discord. So because we like doing this and we'd love to be able to financially justify doing it more.
Right.
So, a little bit of help from you guys. There'll be a couple different tiers, ranging from, you know, practically pennies to a decent investment, depending on how much you are enjoying this. So, just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open for that.
Yeah. We're hoping to make that as valuable for you as it is for us. Again, we would love to do this as much as possible, and any support we get is only going to help us make this show an even better
venture. We've got ideas for bigger, broader things to do.
Yeah.
But it's hard to
justify. We're funding it ourselves right now.
Yeah. one last thing. Man, one of these days we'll get back to talking about comics. In addition to ways to reach out to us, communicate with us, in the past, when we had our mailbag show, people would like record something and send it in to us, email us, and there's all kinds of crazy things. But you'll never guess what we have now. We have a two-man comic book club hotline. So if you call the number 662-MAN-FAN-8.
So easy to remember.
Yeah. That's two, the number two. And then you on your dial pad, you MANFAN. I think it's like 2662-6-2626-3268, I think. But yeah, just look at the dial pad. That's 662-MAN-FAN-8. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the discussion, an indie comic you dig, or something to say about the shows we did recently, or maybe you have something to say about Black Widow that we can share later, just call 662-MAN-FAN-8. And leave us a message. It will go directly to voicemail. You won't reach one of us on that, but that's a great way to leave us a message.
And finally, if you are watching us on YouTube, please leave a like and subscribe. Comment down below what you liked about it, what you didn't like. Comic suggestions anywhere like goes a long way to helping us share this stuff. If you haven't checked out a YouTube episode and you're just a longtime audio listener, give it a shot. I know that there are a couple fans that listen to the audio on their commute to work, but also go back and watch it again just so they can see the panels.
What?
They do multiple viewings.
Twice?
More than one people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You are true two-man fans. Definitely. If you're one of those people, you got to join the Discord. I want to talk to you about it, okay?
Yeah. Go on there and do that. And also, finally, wherever you want to listen to this podcast, if you are able to leave a review, please leave a 5-star review. If you leave one, we'll read your comment out loud and give you a shout out. And again, that goes a long way to helping us just grow our channel.
Yeah. Great. Well, now with the bookkeeping all aside.
There are no new reviews, by the way. I just looked.
It's time to talk about Black Widow. So some of you, like if you've been watching the MCU, you know a good deal about her. Maybe you haven't. I actually, crazy story. I don't know if he's ever going to listen to this, but I had dinner with an old friend, Billy Murray, the other day. Mm-hmm. He has never seen, like, with the exception, I think, two movies, anything from the MCU.
What?
And I told him, dude, I am impressed. I'm not even angry. I'm impressed.
I am.
I told him, I think he saw the original Iron Man and then maybe Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wow.
So I told him, I want him to continue not watching it. And then you hear Alex's mustache.
Oh, sorry.
He's shaking his head in disdain on the microphone. I told him I wanted him to keep holding off for another 20 or 30 years and then create a YouTube channel where he binge watches all of them and talks about them as like a 70-year-old.
That blows my mind.
I'm impressed, though.
How do you... Because I know Billy and Jenna, they're nerds, you know, they like stuff. But they haven't seen any of them.
Well, he hasn't.
Well,
maybe Jenna has, but that is anyway, I'm impressed. So, Billy, if you happen to be listening to this, which I don't think you are, this 60-second catch-up is for you.
So, most of you know who Black Widow is. Natasha Romanoff is her name in the comics, as it is in the MCU. She is a Russian spy, Red Room trained assassin turned SHIELD agent turned Avenger turned super spy. It's kind of argued and debated that she's like the most hard to capture, hard to outwit espionage master in the MCU. Like, you know, she's really good at her job. She has been kind of the backbone in a lot of the MCU. She's been a very like strong supporting character and, you know, spoilers, made a pretty big sacrifice in Endgame. But has a really interesting and dark background that we get to explore quite a bit in this run, as well as some of the other runs that have gone on. So super dark, super edgy, has some real emotional tones to it. But I think you guys are going to like one, getting to know about an Avenger that isn't Steve Rogers or Iron Man or, you know, the Hulk or Thor. You know, let's talk about a girl, a woman. But yeah, I think that's it before we get into the actual book. So one more time, I'm going to read the creative team of this one just so you know we're trying to do good about that. Kelly Thompson is the writer. Elena Casagrande is the artist. Jordi Belair did the colors. VC's Corey Pettit did the letters. And then Adam Hughes did the cover for this one. Drew, you want to start us on this one?
Yep. So first off, the cover got a very photorealistic things. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure what to expect turning the page, but you turn the page and it's very cartoonish, but not cartoonish. It's very like you don't have a lot of shading and stuff. It's like bold lines, bold colors.
Yeah. They lean into their color palette quite a bit.
And I'll, you know, if you're watching, you're looking at the panel right now.
Yep.
But we're in Manhattan and, there's this woman with bright red hair and a trench coat, and you kind of assume you know who she is. And she's talking to somebody, and she takes off the trench coat, and she's got the Black Widow outfit underneath. And it has this really cool double page spread on the next page where she just launches into action, and she's like fighting her way down a down a hallway a la season one Daredevil. Beating his way through that. And also mixed in with that, there's these little intermixes of Hawkeye and like he's shooting, dealing, you know, taking things out, adding, you know, like shooting targets as she's working her way through. It's really, it looks busy.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to clear her way and he fires in this explosive that opens up a door. And she goes in and she digs into a safe. She takes a little, looks like a hard drive, and she's getting away. And she's like, Hawkeye, I'm ready for my exit. And I thought that this part was funny. Like she's standing about to exit a building, you know, like you always see people in New York, which I would never do, by the way.
It's like Neo from The Matrix when he gets out in the end, he's like leaning up against the outside of a building,
standing skyscraper against on a ledge that's like 2 inches wide. But Hawkeye, she's ready for her exit, and all of a sudden this arrow with a cable on it hits like right next to her head. And she's like, I guess he's still angry at me.
Yeah.
But then she slides across and runs into the most pale representation of Captain America I've ever seen.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I don't know if I thought pale. I just thought an interesting design of Captain America.
Also, very 2D.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say there's some of the panels in this are very flat. It's not bad. It is just a design choice. I thought this was kind of a cool, you know, and she just said, well, I guess he's still mad at me. Yeah. And as soon as she slides across this zip line to Cap to hand him the hard drive, she's like, where's Clint? He's like, he had to go. Yeah. And,
so something's going on.
Yeah.
That, I mean, this is number one from 2020. I don't know what would have happened before this. Do you know anything about why?
I haven't read any of the recent Hawkeye.
Okay.
Or there might have been a Black Widow even before this that was going on. I'm not sure. But she does some back and forth with him. Mm-hmm. It's nothing too pertinent, but they're kind of giving each other pleasantries. And he's kind of looking down at the hard drive and he goes, do you need a ride? And he looks up and she pulled
a Batman.
She pulled a Batman. Yeah. He's just gone. And then we just see Cap going, I hate it when she does that. And then she's like, he loves it.
Yeah. And then where she's home and it shows her standing outside her window or her apartment building. And she looks up and she's like, oh, somebody's there. So she's already in like detective mode and she's running in there and she like turns off the light in the hallway and she checks the tape and the hair that she taped on her door. And she's like, somebody's here.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes in, she's looking around and she thinks she sees that somebody had, she was going to try to, oh, she goes out into the back into the hallway to try to sneak in from the outside.
Colby, you silly goose. We're recording right now.
And I was trying to make it. My battery just died. I was trying to make it to this because this would have been a nice stopping point. If you're listening, I could keep going, but we have to stop for a second.
We'll be right back. We're back.
So, yeah, something's going on. And she, instead of going into her apartment, she goes down the hallway and tries to work her way around the ledge. But she gets to her window and somebody flashes a flashlight in her face and then shoots her with three darts and she falls out and you have this epic, full page panel of her just falling. All the lights are yellow around her and she's just falling. She's saying, this can't be it. And this is funny because I had just got done reading Itsy Bitsy Spider. Mm-hmm. And in that one, there's like a multiple times where she almost dies. You're thinking, they were like way more intense than falling out a window.
Right.
So she's like, this can't be it. And then you turn the page and we've jumped forward 3 months.
Yeah. And also, if you remember, we started in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Now we're in San Francisco and there's just a 3 month gap that they introduced in the first 8 pages of this comic. Mm-hmm. So we're at the top of this skyscraper that's being built and there's a construction team and some architects standing around, some documents, just looking over. And suddenly somebody who you know it's her comes up with a coffee and some schematics for the building, like just plans for how they're going to finish this project. And she's an architect now. Like she's, you know, it was kind of jarring for me. I'm like, what's going on right here? I like thought, did I miss some pages or something?
Me too. I probably went back and forth a few times.
Right. So she's like laying out these blueprints and she notices in the corner of her eye the, you know, those cardboard things that you hold drinks, like multiple drinks.
Drink caddy.
Yeah. It's like the wind is catching it and it's about to blow off the top of this building. And she like very quickly goes and saves it. And it looks like she's about to fall off the, not like, she just gets way too close to the edge and like kind of freaks everybody out that's watching. They're like, it's just a piece of litter.
Yeah. I want to say like, we'll probably put it up on the screen right here, but that right there, the way that she leaned to get this stupid drink caddy, I don't understand how she made it back from that. She's defying gravity.
Yeah. Einstein or whoever.
Einstein physics. Rosenbridge.
Yeah. Somebody smarter than me would have issues with that.
Newton.
Yeah. That guy knows about gravity and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we just see her and they make a statement. They're like, if you're going to be around here, you need to put on a hard hat. Like they're like, stop being crazy in this dangerous place. And she's like, I would never wear that hideous hat. And she leaves and goes downtown and she's walking and she sees this really awesome bike that just so happens to be in the sweet red and black color palette that she likes. Mm-hmm. And we switch to another scene with Hawkeye.
And she's walking when she's going by to get to the bike. There's somebody giving an interview.
Yeah.
She just wanders right through it. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, uh-oh. Something's about to happen from that.
Right. I will also say she was talking on the phone and saying something, no, I'm not in the mood to cook. Thought I'd pick something up from the dragon. You got it. And then she hangs up but right before saying, love you too. Mm-hmm. So last we know, she's not dating or in a relationship with anybody. 3 months have passed after the last we saw her flying off this building. She's kind of checking out this bike in this display window, and she's told somebody she loved them. She's picking up dinner. So we're like trying to get a grip of where she's been.
And it cuts to, we saw him about this big on one of the panels.
But right.
You can tell, like, just from the color palette that we're in. It says Home of Hawkeye.
Right.
anyway, yes. So you can tell just by the color palette and the fact that it says it right there that we're in Hawkeye's room. And he, for whatever reason, he's watching the news out of
some pizza.
San Francisco or whatever that is. And he sees somebody walk by that looks just like Black Widow, and he hasn't seen her forever. And he spits out his pizza and he tries to call Bucky, and Bucky doesn't answer. And he answers and he's like, I'm busy. And then he hangs up. So he sends him a picture that he took, and like instantly he calls back and he's like, what? She's not undercover. You know, what's this? She wouldn't just walk by a random right. newscast. Like, so they're both of their hackles are up. That's the term, right?
I think so. Yeah. Like, so they have the context now though, or we do as the reader, like, oh, so the Avengers don't know where she's at. You know, Bucky and Hawkeye don't know where she's at.
Cause I think they maybe even say something like, it's been 3 months, whatever. 3 months, maybe more. She just vanished again. So they're like, well, we need to go figure this out. And then we look over and, she has purchased, you assume.
Yeah.
This super sweet, motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting on a helmet and she's like, well, this doesn't suck. And then she's zipping through down the Golden Gate Bridge, pulling up to this beautiful house.
Yeah. That's my type of house.
Yeah. Like I used to think that would be my type of house. I would want one that is like a 10th that size though.
Yeah, true. It's more of a mansion.
Unless half of it's a concert hall.
Right. And then, so,
then I'll allow it.
Right.
And there's a guy, leaning on the door jam, just waiting on her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, whoa, what's that? He's like, the bike. And she's like, I saw it. I had to have it. And so then she comes in and jumps up and wraps her arms around him, kissing him. And you're like, okay, so there's
a relationship.
Something between these.
And just to be clear, as soon as I saw this guy, I'm like, okay, so she's with this guy. Mm-hmm. She's got a home with him. And I don't recognize him. He doesn't look like any other Avengers or Marvel characters that I've ever seen. And the very flirty walks up, kisses him, and then switches to the last page, which is...
Yeah, some guy looking really angry. Like, it looks like, in the immortal words of my father,
mm-hmm.
a guy sitting there in the dark looking like somebody peed in his post-toasties. Peed in a cereal. I'm just going to read this real quick. He's looking at this wall of computer monitors, and he says... day 47, all's well and boring. And before I ask this next question again, and hopefully for the last time, let me remind you that the name Arcade, so this guy is Arcade, still means something to people. I've got a rep to protect. So back to the question at hand, when can we kill the Black Widow?
End of issue.
Yeah.
I will say, those who paid attention and have watched, I think, the majority of MODOK, the new Hulu series, we do see Arcade
in that show. I was like, I remember that name. What do I remember it from?
They do some deep pools in MODOK and this is a pretty deep pool, like having Arcade, just a kind of a mastermind. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably much more entertaining in older comics having a guy who made giant puzzles for the heroes to have to get out of. He's kind of like a Riddler, but not as scary in my opinion. But yeah, end of issue. And suddenly we have way more questions than answers, which is pretty typical of a number one, I think.
You know, after I read the It's a Bitsy Spider, you know, and I was weighing this against it, trying to think, which one should we cover? You know, something that's new or stick to our niche of old evergreen things. But as soon as I read the first one and just saw the time jump and the questions that were running through my head, I was like, oh, we got to cover this one.
Yeah.
So it's a good story. And I'm into it.
Yeah, very curious about it. Like, we don't get a lot of context. We just see Natasha doing Black Widow things with the Avengers, and then she makes a mistake, which she doesn't normally do. Not a mistake, but somebody gets a leg up on her, and suddenly we're in this world where it's not familiar at all for her character. Like, she seems to be in this like happy, stable, down to earth relationship.
That's the thing. Like, my only experience with Black Widow is anything I read in Secret Wars and the entirety of the MCU. And I don't think I've ever seen her look happy.
Right.
So yeah. that was a big shift.
Yeah. And like the smallest of spoilers, that's something that the people, when they maybe eventually find her, are like, this is not the Natasha that we're used to seeing. So, definitely set the story or set up things for the story to develop in some more interesting ways. I will note also on those monitors he was looking at, there were four shadowy figures that we don't really have much context beyond, just some silhouettes, and it wasn't enough for me to tell who they were. But overall, what did you think of issue one?
No, I dug it. I like the art style. I know I keep referring to Itsy Bitsy Spider just because they're both linked to in my head because I read them within 5 minutes of each other. This art style is about as different as you could get.
Yeah.
So that struck me, and the story is interesting, and I dug it.
Right. Yeah, that we've gotten better. It's still not perfect, but there's less sexualization of characters in the art style. There are still some things that are kind of like, okay, well, that's still maybe pushing it, but and it's not as bad as it used to be. Like, okay, these women are fighting in lingerie. Yeah.
I've always felt like, even now, at least the books I've read recently, Marvel is a lot better about it than DC.
Mm-hmm.
DC still has a lot of that where I'm reading and I'm like, I might be embarrassed if my wife looked over and saw I was reading this, even though there's nothing wrong about it. It's just the cut of the uniforms.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody what they need to wear, what they need to look like, but also, like, just not all women walk around scantily clad in high heels with all the other things. Anyway, we'll leave that at that.
Yeah.
Anything before we get on to some two-man trivia?
No, I'm ready to flex my brain muscles and see if how many of us, how many episodes can go by with us at 0-0.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, and we'll be right back.
And we're back with our lightning round trivia, where the questions are faster than the 3-month time jump.
Lightning, 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 lightning. I'm hoping you have fun with that in post.
I have to figure out how to do it.
I stole that from Donut Media. These car guys, they just sometimes they get really excited, and he just goes, lightning, lightning.
Okay.
Anyway, who wants to go first?
How about you?
Okay, I did a little research. We probably will, at least I'm guessing, have some similar themes to our questions, but hopefully not the exact same ones. So for a possible 2 points... as many as you can name, there are two answers. It is commonly, or at least I think it's common, that most people think that Natasha, aka the Black Widow, does not have any powers. She actually has two listed on Marvel's website. Can you name one or two of them for a point apiece?
Based on seeing her fight, I'm going to say enhanced strength.
I can't give you that one. But there's two, so you get two guesses. I didn't know this before. I mean, they're listed as powers, and I've seen other ones where it's listed as no powers. But I could also see this listed elsewhere as like just a cool thing about yourself that other people don't have, I guess. Vague.
Is it webbed toes? I'm just kidding. I really don't know. But a power, an actual power, something they call a power.
Something that Marvel.com says are her powers.
I have no idea. Long Life.
I will give you that one. Under the category of slowed aging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was getting at. Yeah. I was like, I feel like the backstory of her feels like it's something where...
She's been around for a while.
Yeah. And she still looks really young.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So slowed aging was one of them listed. The other one was superhuman durability.
Oh. So she's not necessarily bulletproof or impervious.
Right.
She's
but just... she can take some hits and be okay. Nice. So those are listed officially canon as her powers. So I thought that was interesting. Cool. A good one for everybody to pick up on.
Well, since you gave me an opportunity for a couple points, I will give you the opportunity for a couple points. And this is according to Screen Rant. Okay. So it might not be, I don't know how accurate that is, but can you name, I think there were six listed here. I don't know how to do this. I'll let you get up to two wrong. You can just keep naming until you get two wrong. Do you know any other any other actresses that were considered to play Black Widow in the movies?
Ooh, in the MCU, yeah.
Yes, the MCU.
Two other actresses considered to play the Black Widow. They picked Scarlett Johansson, who is... Here, I'm going to guess, what's her name from Twilight? Kirsten Stewart.
Is it Kirsten or Kristen?
Kirsten.
Either way, it's wrong.
Okay. So this is going well. Suddenly, here's a good guess. Why can't I remember names when I'm recording? I can't at all.
It's okay.
The Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
I thought for sure that'd be a solid guess.
I'll just read the list.
I almost said Selma Hayek.
and some of these I could see, some not so much. Right. And I'm glad they didn't go with this one because we got her in another role, but Natalie Portman.
Oh, that makes sense. Dang, I should have guessed that.
Jessica Biel.
I could see that.
Jessica Alba, the Invisible Woman from the...
Right. I mean, we got...
Fantastic Four a while back.
Steve Rogers from that FF.
I don't know this one specifically, and I may be mispronouncing it. Gemma Arterton.
I don't think I know her.
She was on Quantum of Solace. She played Strawberry Fields.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know her. Angelina Jolie. She's possibly in Is she in Eternals?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's going to have a really awesome role in that.
And last but not least, tell you what, I'm feeling generous. I'm going to let you take one more guess.
Wow, with all those...
For the final one.
With all those eliminated, that's all the actresses in the world.
You want me to give you a hint? Wait, how can I give a hint without giving it away? We've dreamt of seeing her in another MCU role, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, is it Emily Blunt?
Yeah, it's Emily Blunt.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I almost said her first.
Yeah.
But then I remembered me dreaming about her being the Invisible Woman or hoping.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she's quoted as saying she has like next to no interest in doing superhero movies.
Oh, okay.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
But maybe she will just when they go look at my Disney wallet and
I wonder if it opens up. I wonder if it says anything in this ad about her just saying not wanting to do. Blunt was producer's top choice. Oh, in Iron Man 2.
That's where she was.
Offered the part without having to audition, but she turned it down because of shooting schedule. Blunt was later offered the role of Peggy Carter in Captain America First Avenger, but she turned that down too. Interestingly, her husband, John Krasinski, was offered the role of Steve Rogers, so Steve and Peggy could have been playing real-life married couple.
Well, they still might.
Yeah.
If they... love us at all, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine John Krasinski and Emily Blunt as Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic?
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Now you have to put that in again.
Every time.
Cool. So we are tied because of your generosity, sir.
One to one.
I appreciate it. Anything else before we wrap up this episode?
No, I think that's it. It was a short one, but that's okay. The next two episodes, we're going to cover two comics each.
Yeah.
So
should be good. Once again, you can find us personally. Oh, we didn't even say our personal that's ones okay. earlier. Yeah. You can find
me. That's for the true fans that stick to the end.
If you want to actually find me on social media, you can find me at Alex Wayne Miller on all social media platforms. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E because just like Bruce Wayne, I am Batman.
He called the studio the Batcave earlier today.
And yeah, and it made sense. I thought
that was appropriate.
It was canon. Mm-hmm. What about you, Drew?
You can reach me at Drew Morris Comp on Twitter, Drew Morris Composer elsewhere. Torrance isn't here, but he would have something quippy to say about don't find me or you can find me on the internet.
Yeah, I heard if you look him up on Ask Jeeves is the only way you can find him.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Goes a long way. Leave comments wherever you listen to podcasts.
Just in case this happens to be your first episode and you weren't paying attention whenever we listed the two-man accounts, you can find us at Two Man Comic Book on Twitter with a number Two Man Comic Book Club elsewhere. Call and leave a comment at 66 Two Man Fan 8. join the Discord. Links in the description because they typically have links like discord.com/GJH6439. So I don't know what it would be. But link down there and yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next one as we keep going for Black Widow 2020. Bye. The Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our guy in the chair is Torrance Watkins. Logos and design work are by Tessa Price. Original theme music and compositions are by Drew Morris.
I don't think I
put nose breathing over here.
It's a chocolate rain method. Chocolate rain. That's what he looked like.
Hey guys, I'm Alex. Ready? Hey guys.
I was gonna open this up so it wouldn't make noise when the time came for me to drink out of it. Oh, that was a loud swallow.